This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Out you come, little fella. No more lurking in your IDO.
What the hell are you doing? Put it back before anyone sees. We're enough bother already without you taking away the elves.
Well, I ain't taking them away. I'm just moving them.
Dad, give it
to you. Yeah, I'd like to get your hands off.
Oh, a few bedraggled elves is better than none at all. There's a couple of families heading this way now.
Oh, really?
It's the most people we've had here all day.
Oh, maybe numbers are starting to pick up then.
Look around you. The place still looks like the Somme. Oh, I reckon it would dry out soon enough. We'll be back on our feet.
I know.
But now there's photos online warning folks not to come. Oh, it's a good job we ain't got much merchandise left to sell.
Blinking internet.
Clary's got the hump with me for using all the space on her washing line, drying the T-shirts. Although she can't do no laundry with the power off anyway.
Yeah, well, all
I've got
right.
Jean Harvey moaning because the steak board on the green won't stay up no longer.
Yeah, I knew it.
I was wrong. Oh, we should never have bothered opening.
Do you know what you want to be, eh? You can't let a little summer shower ruin everything.
Shower? It was a ruddy monsoon.
It'll take more than that to defeat us Grundys.
Oh, you've changed your tune, ain't you? Weren't you the one banging on about the end of day?
Yeah, well, it was just an attack of the collywobbles. Even Churchill had them, and he saw off the Nazis.
Churchill? Yeah,
now, I've had an idea. We can't leave the elves looking like this. They're scared of children. So I thought I'd turn the cider shed into a cottage hospital.
Hospital? Yeah,
folk will be able to poke their heads in and watch me fixing the elves. We can call it the NES. Get it? National Elf
Service. Very good, Dad.
Oh, you'll see. We'll have them queuing out the door. It'll be our brand new attraction.
Bad luck, Harrison. It was a nasty ball.
No, I nicked it. I should have let it go. It was my fault.
Well, still a great innings. Dad, I'll manage any better.
Watch out for Corcoran.
Give him hell, Alistair.
Cheers, Fallon. I'll do my best.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. He's right, though. You were so close to getting a half century.
Still won't be good enough. Unless Richard and Alistair can pull off a blistering final partnership, our score ain't going to trouble Darrington.
Hey, now come on. Don't start throwing your pads around. You might still do it. But you've got to have faith in your team.
Have they got faith in me, though? I've worked really hard getting us ready for today. I read all the books Alistair lent me. I've tried rousing speeches.
I know, I've heard you practising in the bathroom.
And I've still got Adam second-guessing me, sending endless emails suggesting different tactics.
Look, they asked you to be captain, didn't they? It were you that they wanted.
Only because they couldn't find another fool big enough.
Well, even if that were true, you still took up the mantle. The match isn't over yet. You just need to stick to your guns.
I suppose.
Harrison, what the hell happened?
Oof.
Wild ball like that, you should have let it go.
I know.
And just when you looked set. Oh, hi, Fallon.
Rob?
I got carried away, I guess. Anyway, how are you doing?
Oh, pretty well. Wish I could be out in the field with you instead of watching with the rest of the crowd.
Still, we've had a good turnout.
Listen, I might go and get a cup of tea. Do you want anything, Harrison?
No, I'm all right.
Checking out the competition, eh?
Yeah, something like that. I'll be over by the gazebo.
Sure.
Well, I hope you tore Johnny off a strip or two for that misjudged run. Yeah, it might be worth dropping him down the batting order for the next match.
Aye, maybe. There might be a lot of things I need to change for the next match. Oh, great one, Alistair. Well, that's that then. 159 all out. Darrington will chase that down easy.
Yeah, not necessarily. They're still beatable.
Oh, come on. You know what a good batting side they are.
No, trust me. They have their weaknesses. You just need to know how to exploit them.
Hey, there ain't nothing to be upset about. It's the thing about elves. Their heads can come off and it don't hurt them. See? I've glued it back on now.
Dad?
Oh, Eddie.
What was all that about?
Kids nowadays, they ain't got no sense of humour. Must be how they're raised.
Maybe.
You know, what's the matter with you?
Oh, it's these elf ears. Uh-huh. Just had Clary on the phone. God,
They're hitting something rotten.
Is the power back on?
No, the electrician's still there. Reckons the old house could do with rewiring.
Ah, does he know? I remember when it was rewired back in the 70s. You turn the wireless on in the living room and the lights would go off in the pantry.
Well, that's what he's told Oliver. He popped over to see how the work's going. Oh, Clary says he's arranged for his surveyor to come back about the damp.
Oh, it was him what told the Stirlings to cut down the sycamore in the first place.
Oh, Dad, be serious.
Well, sycamores are ancient trees.
Yes, you said.
Who knows what dark forces they've unleashed by felling it?
I really don't think the sycamores cursed the farm.
One man's curse is another man's good fortune. That tree's been at Grange Farm as long as us Grundys. Maybe it's helping us.
Yeah, or maybe you've been spending too much time here with the fairies. Oh, I ain't feeling that lucky at the moment. See what I mean? Oh, great. What's happened now?
Amazing, Adam.
What a catch.
How did you even reach it?
I only just got my fingers on it.
Oh, you were brilliant. Let's keep it up.
So, do you want to keep us in close?
Yeah, and I'm going to pull Chris up to point.
Fine, no problem.
Now's the time to pile on the pressure. The next batsman's got a short fuse. Do whatever you can to wind him up.
You want us to sledge him?
Look, they've just lost 3 wickets in quick succession, and they're not used to it. Keep getting under their skin, and they're going to crumble.
Well, OK. If that's what you want. You're the boss.
Grand. Let's get to it.
Come on, Ambridge, you can do it!
Well, afternoon's starting to look up.
Oh, hello, Rob.
Yeah, it just goes to show, it's such a psychological game. As long as you convince yourself you can win, you never know what might happen.
No, I guess.
Congratulations, by the way, on the tea room.
Oh.
I've not been in a position to visit, but I hear it's going great guns.
We're doing okay.
I admit I was a bit sceptical at first, all that rickety... reclaimed furniture and the whole vintage retro thing.
Yeah.
But what do I know? Clearly you were bang on the money, so apologies, genuinely. You proved me wrong.
Thanks, I guess.
Oh, what was that? LBW?
Possibly.
Oh, what are you waiting for? Give it out! Yes! Look at them. They don't know what's hit them. Yeah, we've really got our boot on their throats now.
Come and see the elves again, and then hopefully they'll all be feeling better.
Hey, problem solved?
Oh, he only bumped his head slipping in the mud.
Oh, is that all?
Good. The way his mum and dad reacted, you'd think he needed an ambulance.
Yeah, like I said, there's too much mollycoddling these days.
Yeah, well, he got over it fast enough once I'd given him the last of our jingly elf hats. And I reimbursed them their parking and all. Finally, it's Clary. The power's back on at the house.
Oh, so the old place don't need rewiring then?
Yeah, I guess it's just a temporary patch-up. Still, at least it's something positive. What with Clary moaning about defrosted food and George not being able to play his computer games and you missing the toilet bowl in the dark, I'll be glad to be back in the 21st century.
Well, I still don't mean the house is in a fit state to sell.
Oh, come on, Dad. You really shouldn't get your hopes up.
Who knows what other tricks that old sycamore has in store.
Oh.
Now, come on. Give us a hand putting these elves back in their holes. They might be patched up, but they're still hanging on.
I really thought they were going to cling on.
Well, when it got down to 10 runs...
All credit to you, Harrison. You said they'd crumble.
No. Yeah, fantastic, Captain.
It weren't all down to me. Hey, Rob, over here, mate. Here comes our real 12th man.
Oh, congratulations, gents. That was a win for the Ambridge history books.
Cheers, Rob.
Thanks.
I have to admit, Rob gave me a few pointers, so credit where credit's due.
Oh, hardly.
No, your strategy were bob on. You knew just how to needle them.
No, well, anyway, I'm just pleased I was able to be here to see it. So, who's for a drink then? I'm going down the pub. First round's on me.
Sure. Is anyone else coming?
Excuse me, I need to get changed.
Oh, okay. What about you, Alistair?
Well, I'd love to, but, I should probably head home. Sheila won't be happy if I'm not back. And anyway, I've got to wrap up a birthday present.
What, that's stopping you from coming for a drink?
Well, you know how it is. In fact, Harrison, are you coming tomorrow?
What's tomorrow?
Sheila and Kenton's birthday drinks.
Well,
yeah, he's coming.
Well, am I?
I told you about it last week.
Great. I'll see you there then.
Yeah, see you, Alistair.
Well, more immediately, Fallon, you going to join us to toast the team's victory?
I don't think I can.
Well, Harrison is.
Actually, that's just jogged my memory. We've got that thing, didn't we?
What thing?
You know, that thing we arranged for this evening. Don't tell me you've forgotten too.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a good job there's two of us, eh?
Really, it's fine.
We wouldn't know where we were.
Harrison, don't worry. Have you got something else planned? I'm going to ask the others.
Yeah, sorry, Rob.
Look, we definitely haven't got anything on tonight. If you want to celebrate...
I'd best not. Maybe if there were more people.
Are you sure?
Absolutely. Don't want to get accused of fraternising with a witness now, do I?
No, you're right. And to be honest, you don't want to get too pally with Rob.
Mind, I still can't help feeling sorry for the guy. After, well, you know...
I know. But it's not worth getting in trouble for, eh?
No.
Right, come on, let's go home. I'm sure we can find other ways to celebrate.
Adam.
Rob.
No, don't mind me. Carry on getting changed. I just wanted to check if you were coming to the pub.
Probably not, I'm afraid. Ian's waiting outside.
Well, bring him along.
I'm sorry.
I'd really like it if you would, Adam. I've had the opportunity to reassess a lot of things recently, as you can imagine.
Sure.
And I've realised there are certain things I've been led to believe that I now know to be wrong.
Such as?
Well, let's not rake all that up now. I'd just like to put it behind us, if that's at all possible.
Listen,
I'm only
Rob.
Talking about a drink. After that, you and Ian can enjoy the rest of your evening.
I just don't think it would be appropriate.
Appropriate? Why not?
I guess you'll get to hear about this soon anyway. Ian's agreed to be a character witness for Helen, so... You can see it's probably not the wisest idea for you and I... What are you laughing for?
It's just hard to believe, that's all.
Well, they were very close.
What, and that means he'll forgive her anything, does it?
No,
talk about blind loyalty.
All he's agreed to do is answer the court honestly.
Oh, honestly. Your lot don't understand the meaning of the word.
Right, I think we're done.
You know, you really are lucky, Adam. I should have known.
Known what?
That there isn't an act low enough that so-called husband of yours won't overlook.
I can't tell you what it's meant to me, Anna. I've read it over and over.
Well, I'm pleased.
Must know it by heart.
That's great.
I don't know how to explain it. Ian and I were so close. And reading his letter, it was as though... I started to remember the person I used to be. Like I've been climbing a cliff and it's only now that I've dared to look down and... I'm realising just how far from the world I've come. Does that make any sense?
It makes complete sense.
I really thought I'd lost Ian for good. Even when you told me he'd agreed to be a character witness.
He didn't just agree, he said he'd be honoured.
I know.
As did Neil.
But somehow I still thought it was me, that I'd poisoned our friendship. Now, though, I'm starting to think maybe it was Rob.
Yes, precisely, Helen. Nothing you've done is your fault.
So you keep saying.
And it's why these are the things I need to know about. It's why I wanted to see you again so soon. Would you like some water?
Yes, please.
So, tell me more about your friendship with Ian. We've got plenty of time.
7 o'clock at the Bull. I'll let everyone know.
Thanks. See you there.
Sheila... Are you feeling up to it? You don't need to pretend just because it's your birthday.
Mum, I'm fine.
Well, you could sound a bit more enthusiastic.
Well, I've just got a lot on my mind. It's been a huge job moving Alice's surgery back to the stables. We're both still adjusting.
Oh, right.
I promise by this evening I'll have got myself in party mood. Now I really must go.
Yes, OK. Pip, hang on.
Sorry, Gran, I can't stop.
Please.
Bye for now.
Yes, darling, bye. Pip, that was Shula. We're meeting at 7.
7?
It's only a few drinks with the family. But you know what Shula and Kendra's birthday was like last year.
Yes, of course.
Had you forgotten?
Yeah, but that's okay, though. I mean, I had something else planned, but it's fine. It doesn't matter.
So where are you off to now?
Nowhere special. I'm just nipping over to Hollertree. That's all.
And even then he convinced me it was my fault. Rob never wanted Ian to be godfather. If he hadn't told Ian about what I'd seen...
Oh, the kiss between Adam and Charlie?
Yeah, I mean, he had no right. But instead he berated me for who I chose as friend, saying I couldn't expect any different if I had such terrible taste. And I started to believe it, started to think I couldn't trust my own judgment. It's the same with Kirsty. And Fallon. And Emma, my God, anyone I used to be close to.
Is that Emma Grundy?
Yeah. Rob would say horrible things about her and her family, about how terribly behaved the children were. He thought they were a bad influence on Henry. Like he thought they were beneath us somehow.
Right, I see.
And he practically chucked Kirsty out of the house.
When was this?
I'm not sure. It was after she moved back to the village. She could see what Rob was doing to me, but I wouldn't listen. I couldn't. And then Rob came home and demanded she leave, and all the time I was just playing into his hands. He hated the thought of me having anyone else to confide in, and I let him.
Oh, Helen.
I thought he was protecting me.
That's what men like Rob do. He's not unusual. In fact, he's boringly typical.
Boringly typical?
Yeah.
And yet I thought he was the most extraordinary and wonderful person in the world.
Oh, no. That's the person he wanted you to see. He deceived you. And you won't be the first woman he's done it to.
What do you mean?
There's Jess, isn't there? I've spoken to her, and the good news is she's agreed to see me on Friday.
She has.
However, it would be a huge help if you'd tell me what the two of you spoke about when you last met.
No, I can't.
Why not? Was it to prove to yourself that what you know is true? Is that why you
met up? I don't know.
Because
maybe.
If she'll testify, no. If she'll tell the jury he did the same thing
to her... It won't make any difference.
But
she still didn't stick a knife in him, did she? That was me. And nothing Jess says will be able to change that.
Oh, Gran, we had such a fantastic time. The whitewater rafting was amazing. We swam under waterfalls, explored inside the caves.
My goodness.
Then, after a couple of nights back in Split, we took a boat out to the islands. You know, just going from cove to cove. I can't remember the last time I did so little.
Sounds like you did a lot.
And now we're back and we're glued to the Olympics. Isn't that right, Mum?
You and your father might be.
We've already decided it's nowhere near as good as London.
Well, how could it be? You were actually there. It was a shame you had to miss it, Shula. An Olympic show jumping in your own country.
Yeah, well, Bunty needed me. She could hardly help falling over.
No, of course.
It's funny to think both of Mark's parents were still with us then. Oh, well. Well, Daniel and Alistair had a good time.
Yeah.
Where is Alistair, by the way? I haven't seen him.
No.
Oh, he's been held up at the surgery.
He says he'll be along soon.
He must have been delighted about the cricket.
I know. What a result. Maybe it was worth Harrison making us spend so much time in the nets.
Although I had rather hoped it might take up less of Alistair's time now he isn't captain.
It was one of the most important matches of the season, Mum.
Yeah, I know, even so.
Ah, here she comes. Dorothy!
Hi, Mrs. Archer.
Jill, please. What a lovely dress. Oh,
thank you.
Dan's been telling me all about your holiday. It sounded wonderful.
Oh, it was. The rafting was just incredible. It felt like stepping into another world.
Yes, he said.
I could have stayed there forever.
But then we wouldn't be here, would we?
No, exactly. I've just spotted Pip in the bar. She's chatting with that guy who's at the launch for your cousin's yurt. Thinks a lot of himself. Very cocky.
Toby Fairbrother.
That's it. Toby. Shall we say hello?
Yeah, if you like. Anyone want another drink while we're in there?
Oh, no thanks, love. I'm still trying to finish Kenton's special birthday cocktail.
Gran?
No, I'm fine.
Okay, then.
Back in a bit. Mm.
Oh, it's all very well Kenton calling it double trouble because we're twins. But he didn't have to use double measures.
No. Mum?
Oh, sorry, Shula.
Are you okay?
Yes, darling. Oh, good. Elizabeth's here.
Oh, where?
Talking to Ruth and David.
Toby, stop it. You shouldn't even be here.
Well, I haven't got anything else to do since you bailed on me.
I didn't bail.
It was this or helping Bert with his jigsaw.
I told you, as soon as I'm back at Rickyard, I'll send you a text.
Well, no, you won't have to. I'll be right here on a barstool. Anyway, there's something I wanted to tell you. My mate, you know the one with the swanky flat? Well, he's away in Dubai. He says we can use it this weekend.
And you couldn't tell me this later.
Wait till you see the flat. It's a penthouse apartment, right on the river, with the most spectacular views of Tower Bridge.
Seriously?
Not that we'll be spending a lot of time looking out the window.
Why? Have you got something more impressive to show me?
Tower Bridge. I don't know. Is that when it's raised or lowered?
Oh, Toby.
All right, you two. Mum said you were skulking in here.
Dan!
Mr. Fairbrother, how's it going?
Yeah, not too bad.
Hey, Pip.
Hi, Dorothy. I was just on my way to join you.
But then she saw me and couldn't leave.
Oh, hardly. You know Toby, don't you?
Yeah, we've already met, haven't we?
Shula, it's beautiful.
Isn't it gorgeous?
I would have thought Richard would want to give it to himself.
Oh, I knew he was working out of hours this evening. That's why he asked Elizabeth to pass it on.
Well, it's certainly very thoughtful of him.
May I?
Yes, of course.
I think I'll put it on now.
What did Alistair get you?
Oh, a sat-nav.
A sat-nav? Haven't you got one already?
Yes, but it's very old. This one's got a larger screen, and you can talk to it, apparently.
Ooh. Well, that's sweet. He obviously doesn't want you to get lost.
No.
Although he's the one who seems to have got lost this evening. I haven't seen Pip yet, either.
There. What do you think of that?
Oh, yes, perfect.
It'll look even better with my scarf. You know, the one with the cornflower print.
Yes, I know.
I wonder if Richard noticed me wearing it.
Anyway, excuse me, love, but I must just pop inside for a moment.
Oh, yes, of course, Mum.
The brooch looks lovely on you, though. I'm glad you're so pleased with it.
Don't ask me. You're the one who suggested it.
Well, whatever the place is called, there's a band playing this Saturday. You two should come along if you like.
Who?
Us.
No, sorry.
Well, we're both away this weekend.
I'm visiting a friend from uni. She lives down in Sussex.
Oh, Sussex, really? Is that where you're off to?
Yeah, I thought I told you.
Maybe, I don't remember.
Well, what about you?
I'm off to my old rugby club's summer ball.
Well, never mind. It was only an idea.
Another time, perhaps.
Absolutely.
Gran, you okay?
I'm fine, love. But what are all you youngsters doing in here, though? You've missed your mum opening her presents.
Oh, have I?
Yeah, come on, Dan. You shouldn't neglect her.
No, OK. Pip, are you going to...
In a minute.
All right. See you out there.
Why didn't you tell me it was your Uncle Kenton's birthday?
Evening, Toby.
Mrs. A. Right, well, I should probably shoot off. Bert will have finished the edges of his jigsaw by now. He'll need help with the middle.
OK.
Catch you later.
Yeah, all right. Bye.
Dorothy's such a sweet girl, isn't she?
Mm.
And it's super to see Dan with someone he's so obviously suited to.
Yeah, they make a really nice couple.
Anyone new on your horizon, Pip? I know it's not been that long since you broke up with Matthew, but I am curious.
I'm afraid not, Gran. My horizon's pretty bare.
I can't believe that.
Why? Well, is it time I should be engaged?
Goodness, no. Don't do that.
Well, to be honest, I'm happy being single for a while.
Are you? Right. I see.
Now, I can't stay for very long. I ought to go and find Auntie Shula. I still haven't said hello.
Mum, that's an order. It's your party.
Dan, honestly.
I'll go home and find out where Dad is.
What, and leave poor Dorothy all on her own?
She's not on her own. She's with Caroline and Oliver. Kenton's telling them some of his jokes.
That's my point. She needs rescuing.
But,
go,
Mum,
go on. I'm still your mother. That means I outrank you.
Yes, Mum. If you're not back in 5 minutes, though, I'm coming to get
all
you.
All right, all right. Oh, hello, Anna.
Yes?
It's Shula. Shula, of course. I'm so sorry. Don't worry. I'm surprised we haven't bumped into each other before. I know you've been staying with your mum.
That's right.
It's a lovely evening for a stroll.
Oh, yeah. It's good to be able to unwind.
How's the case going? We're all so shocked by what's happened. I've been racking my brains for some way I can help.
I'm sorry. I can't really talk about it.
No, of course. Although you must be hopeful Helen has a good chance.
Excuse me, Shula.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm spoiling your walk.
It just wouldn't be proper.
I quite understand. There is one thing, though.
Yes?
I was wondering, the next time you see Helen, you couldn't pass on my best wishes, could you? I'd like her to know I was thinking of her.
If you could try to not bring him home filthy. Last time he came back looking like Stig of the Dump.
Oh, okay. Give me your foot, sweetheart.
And no sugary treats. I don't care what you choose to give you or
not. Stop wriggling.
Did you hear me, Emma? They make him hyperactive.
Yep, I heard. Other foot, please.
He can put on his own sandals, you know.
Sorry, I just thought it was easier.
Henry, you don't need Emma's help, do you?
No, I can do it.
You're going on holiday next week, aren't you, Henry? With Granny and Grandad, that'd be nice.
Come on, hurry up.
Good boy, one more strap. Right then, say goodbye.
Emma, just before you
go... It's okay, I'll let you answer your phone.
Bye, Daddy.
Well, all right, be good.
George, what did I tell you? Your sister don't like having bugs in her hair.
Yes, hello, Robert Titchener. That's right. I'm Henry's stepfather.
Sorry, Neil, you caught me at a tricky moment.
Right, that's it, you're done.
Elf world, really? Oh, right, well, in that case, Edward.
Oh, yeah, I can manage.
You sure?
Yeah, they're not being too frisky today.
Yeah, hang on, Neil, I'm helping Edward out with his new ewes. Oh, afternoon, Caroline.
Hello.
Hiya, Caroline.
If you'll excuse me just a second.
Yes, of course, yes.
There we are.
Right.
I imagine once the house is sold, you'll have to find somewhere else for jobs like this.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't expect the new owners will want you drenching sheep in their backyard.
Easy.
You'll have to move the handling system out into the field. You can do what you like there.
Well, at least it'll give the new owners something to look at, eh?
Yes. They're handsome sheep. They've settled in, have they?
Well, I should hope so. They're that pampered.
Well, I know Oliver's pleased you still want the farm.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed I've managed to get the breeding right. This flock ought to do me very well.
Yeah, I'll be as quick as I can.
Dad, what's up? What did Neil want?
He needs to talk to me about Elf World. Parish Council have been getting complaints.
Right, what sort of complaints?
Oh, stuff about the signs and the banner on the edge. Oh, he's down there now having a look.
All right.
Will you be okay?
Yeah, of course. There's only a couple more, aren't there?
Hey, up. I think you got some fresh helpers.
Daddy.
Hello, Pumpkin.
Hey, George, be sensible.
You said you weren't going to start until we got back. Can I let them through the gate?
You can, but only when I say so.
Hello, Emma. You look like you've got your hands full.
Oh, it certainly don't feel much like a summer holiday. Henry, come on, sweetie. You're going to catch us up.
I'll get out of your way. Ed, I think I'm going to wait inside.
Okay.
I'm expecting the surveyor.
All right, I see.
So how come you're putting that stuff in its mouth?
Well, it's medicine, in case she's brought any nasty worms with her from her old farm.
Worms?
Yeah, in her tummy.
Seriously?
Well, the medicine will get rid of them. One more, and then we can take them back through to their field. So, right, go on, George. You can open the gate.
Well, if it ain't that Jean Harvey, it'll be Hillary, no.
Like I said, Dad, Neil didn't say it.
You'll complain about anything. Bonfires, biodigesters, fireworks scaring her cockatoo.
Well, whoever it is, are you coming or not? Make your mind up, I have to go.
Yeah, well, ain't that surveyor bloke so spearmy now?
Yeah, but I'm sure he don't need your advice, though.
Yeah, well, even so with it. The old rheumatism's given me a bit of jib. I think I might stay.
It's your choice.
Yeah, although, Eddie, tell Neil Carter we give them owls a new home out of the kindness of our hearts. We wanted to preserve a bit of magic for the old parish. Fairy dust don't cost nothing, though. How are we supposed to pay for their upkeep if we can't advertise where they are?
Yeah, cheers, Dad. I'm sure Neil will buy that. Sorry, Caroline.
No. After you.
Oh, Tar. Best of luck.
Luck? What do you mean?
Hey, Caroline Sterling, you come and have a look here with the water coming. Ollie, out the way.
Joe?
Huh?
Should the door to this cage be open?
Hmm? Oh, that's just Daphne.
Really? Was that the one
There. You feel the plaster. Still sopping wet.
And you hadn't noticed any damp... Till last week.
Not a thing. In fact, everything was fine till the old sycamore was cut down. I hate to see it, missus, but I reckon it's having its revenge.
Well done. Good job.
Don't keep chasing them, though. Not now they're safely home.
Kira! You need a sheepdog when you've got kids, eh?
Well, they have kids too.
What's that, Henry?
The sheep. Are they going to have babies?
Well, hopefully. First of all, I have to find a daddy sheep to go in with them. And then if he does his job well, they'll have their lambs in the springtime.
Is the daddy in charge? Does he tell them what to do?
Well, I don't know about that.
I shouldn't think so.
But he has to be big and strong, so the lambs are big and strong too.
Not like at Brookfield. Our sheep are better.
Well, ours are more muscly.
They're so good, people will pay us loads of money for them. And then we'll be richer than Donald Trump. Joy.
That's the plan, anyway. Now, why don't you take Henry down to the river with you? See if you can spot that kingfisher I told you about. He likes them.
Come on, Henry.
Hey, careful you don't get dirty, though, Henry. Watch where you're putting your feet.
You'll be fine.
No, I know. And I hate nagging the poor little love, but I don't want to get in trouble with Bob.
I can't seriously think that a lad Henry's age ain't going to get mucky.
No, well, you didn't hear him. I get the chills every time I'm over there. I mean, well, maybe it's because of what happened, but if that's how he was with Helen, well, whatever the truth is, he should still allow Henry to be a child.
Well, at least he's got our two to play with.
Yeah, and how long's that going to go on for?
Hey, now, come on.
Well, we can't afford any houses nearby. And if we're set on having a bit of garden for the kids...
Yeah, which we are.
Well, then we're looking the other side of Felpersham. How's that going to work? You can't be driving 40 minutes just to check on the sheep. What about my job? And the kids? George thinks he's off to Borchester Green Academy with his friends.
I know. But look at where we are. I mean, all this is still ours.
Yeah, of course.
So let's just enjoy it, eh? You're only spoiling the day by worrying.
Maybe.
Dad, I think we saw the kingfisher.
Okay, I'm coming. Look, I promise you, Em. It's all going to work out somehow.
Far be it from me to tell you I told you so.
Yes, thank you, Joe.
But if you needed my warning, hey, Eddie. I was right all along.
What's that, Dad?
The water in the kitchen. It was down to the sycamore.
Not exactly, Joe. The surveyor thinks it's been caused by a spring.
What, under the house?
Ah, but why has it only sprung up now, eh? Well, go on.
It is possible removing the sycamore may have exacerbated the problem.
Yeah, there you see. You stirred up dark forces.
Come on, Dad.
There's always been mysterious channels and tributaries under Grange Farm. Remember a couple of years back, there was that spring by the gravel pit what suddenly dried up?
Yeah, I remember.
And what about that time I ate water digging in the garden, eh? You know, when Clary made me exhume that dead calf what I'd buried there.
Yeah, I know.
We was going to bottle it.
Yeah, that's all very well, but it's not much help to me now. I'm beginning to wish we just stayed in Tuscany.
I am sorry.
It must be such a terrible burden owning this place and the hotel.
Right. Well, Oliver will be back soon. I suppose I ought to go and tell him the good news.
We'll give him our best.
And don't worry. Whatever other problems crop up, you've always got us here as caretakers.
See you, Caroline. I don't know what you're laughing about. She ain't the only one not happy.
Boy, what's happened?
Elf world. I've pulled the plug.
You done what?
It just ain't worth the hassle. Neil was trying to be diplomatic. I could see what he was driving at, though.
So he told you to shut it down?
No, not exactly. But he said that I'd have to take things further with the local authority if we didn't sort it out.
Who's he think he is?
The chair of the parish council, that.
Yeah.
He said we had to take the day glow posters down off the lampposts and signs had to go from the green.
But they're eye catching.
He did say we could keep the banner by the entrance, just as long as we get a proper one printed and got rid of the painted sheet.
Who's going to pay for that?
Oh, and he definitely weren't amused by you changing the twins with Marielle signs to Ambridge twins with Elf World.
Well, like the French would ever find out.
Well, he's taken them down any road.
Has he left us with anything?
No, not much. Which is why in the end I thought, oh, blow it. Time for the elves to move on to the Undying Lands.
Where?
The skip.
There's nowhere else we can put
you. Oh, wait, hang on, hang on. Just because Neil Carter says so don't mean the elves has to go anywhere.
Oh, Dad, be sensible.
What sort of hypocrites will we be if we threw them out now?
What?
When we're on the verge of being evicted ourselves.
Oh, hypocrites.
That's what I said. All right, so we're closed to the public, fair enough, but we can still leave the elves be. They seem perfectly happy where they are.
Stephen, Rob Titchener, I need to speak to you. Social services have been on the phone pestering me about this Section 7 report about Henry. No one told me I wouldn't be allowed in the interview with him. Obviously, he's going to say he wants to live with me. Also, why haven't I heard from you about Helen using her friend as a character witness? Don't think you understand, Stephen. There are people conspiring to make it look as if I'm the guilty one here. Who are they going to call next? My ex-wife? Where are my character witnesses?
Henry, wait.
Call me back, please.
Daddy!
I'm sorry.
Henry, if you look on the hall table, there are some sweeties for you.
Yay, sweeties!
We didn't mean to disturb you.
Oh, that's okay.
You must have a lot to sort with the court case coming up.
Yes, that's right.
So there have to be character witnesses.
Well, Ian Craig, to be more precise.
Ian?
He's going to testify to what a blameless woman of virtue my wife is.
Oh. Well, just as long as we won't interrupt him.
No, no, no.
Thank you, Daddy.
Oh, come here, champ. Oh, and up in the air.
I don't think he got dirty at all.
Oh, it doesn't matter. In fact, what would you say to a water fight in the back garden?
Really? Can we?
Absolutely. Oh, just be careful of my poorly stomach.
Right, well, if you're happy with everything here, I'll shoot off.
Emma, wait a minute.
Yeah?
I won't need you on Friday morning now. Henry and I have an appointment in Felpersham. Now, remember how I told you about talking to the lady from social services? Well, we're going to meet her at a place called a Kafka Centre, and that just means there's a lot of friendly people there. Is that okay?
Yes.
Good. All they want to do is make sure you like living here. We have lots of fun together, don't we?
Yeah!
Well, then that's all you need to say to them. You can do that, can't you, Henry?
Shula! How very fortuitous.
Oh, hello, Linda. Another beautiful day.
Tinged with sadness as it is.
I'm sorry?
It was Scruff's cremation this afternoon.
Oh, yes, of course.
Such a shame you and Alistair couldn't attend. I thought, as Scruff's previous owners, you might like to hear how it went.
Yeah, very much so.
I think you'll be pleased. Robert read a most touching passage from Memories by John Galsworthy. Do you know it?
I don't think so.
Well, it ends with his wife thinking she can feel a dog at her feet, even though their old cocker spaniel has already passed on. Will he come back again? Galsworthy asks. And then it ends with the lines, "No stone stands over where he lies. It is on our hearts that his life is engraved." It could have been written about Scruff.
I'm so glad.
And then we saw him off to Enigma Variation number 11, which, as I'm sure you're aware, was inspired by a bulldog named Dan.
No, I wasn't.
Oh.
But it sounds as though you did him proud. Do you think you'll get another dog?
Replace Scruff? Oh, heavens no. I could never replace you. Don't you worry.
Linda, who are you talking to?
Scruff. He's here. In my handbag. They put him in an extremely attractive urn. Would you like to say hello?
Well...
I still need to decide where to scatter his ashes, of
course. Oh, Richard!
Afternoon.
Just the person I wanted to see.
Hi there, Linda.
Hello, Richard.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude.
Oh, no, no, not at all. The world keeps on turning, whether we like it or not. This way, Scruff. Let's leave these people to their business.
Scruff? I thought he died.
Just don't ask. She's lucky she hasn't anything more serious to worry about. Anyway, though...
Yes. Why did you want to see me?
To say thank you for my birthday present.
Oh.
The brooch is absolutely gorgeous. I love it.
Good. I'm pleased. That was just a little token, really.
Oh, nonsense. It was really thoughtful of you. It cheered me up.
Is something wrong?
I
don't suppose you've got time for a cup of tea. I was on my way home anyway. Although if you're too busy...
No, it's my day off. Oh, that'll be nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful, Richard. It feels like we haven't caught up for a while.
It's not much more than a nip. I'll spray the wound with some antiseptic, but as long as it doesn't get infected, I don't see any need to cull him.
Oh, great.
The more important thing is to identify the culprit. Do you normally get much tail biting among the pigs?
No, not much. Although, who knows? I suppose they could be picking up on the stress.
So, when do you hear back from the Nuffield?
Well, they're picking their shortlist now.
Fingers crossed, then.
Oh, and everything else. It's good to have something constructive to think about. And with Mum and Dad taking Henry on holiday next week, me and Johnny are going to be so busy just keeping things going here.
No, I bet.
It's not as if there's anything I can do anyway. I just have to keep believing we'll have Helen home soon.
Yeah, well, at least I've been able to give you some good news about the pig.
True. Oh, sorry, Alistair.
No, go ahead. I'll take my stuff back to the car.
Okay. Hello, Tom Archer.
Hi, Tom. It's Anna Tregoran. I'm sorry for calling out of the blue, but I'm hoping you might be able to cast some light on something. Would now be a good time to talk?
The trouble is, Richard, I keep turning it over and over again in my mind. I barely got 3 hours sleep last night.
Well, that's no good.
I just can't stop thinking. What if it's a vital piece of evidence? What if it could help get Helen off?
Right, OK.
I mean, well, Alistair's adamant I shouldn't say anything. But surely it'd be wrong to stay quiet.
Shula, just hang on a second.
It could explain why on earth Helen would do something so dreadful.
Can we just rewind a little?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
So, when Rob hit the hunt saboteur, it was completely unprovoked?
It was as though a switch had just flipped in his head. I was really scared.
But you still told the police he'd been attacked first.
Oh.
I just want to be clear.
Oh, believe me, I've been ashamed ever since. I'd always hoped in a situation like that my first instinct would be to do the right thing.
Surely we all make rash decisions.
But what if that's the point? What if I'm being given a second chance?
Well, I'll get some legal advice first. I'm no expert, but this would be, what, perverting the course of justice? And to admit to that,
I know.
Could have serious repercussions.
But if it stops an even larger injustice... And it could, couldn't it?
It sounds to me like it could be important.
Oh, thank you, Richard. I knew you'd understand.
Don't let me tell you what to do, though. It's your decision. You have to listen to your conscience.
Yes, exactly. It's such a relief to be able to talk to someone who can see things from my point of view.
Only me. Finished earlier than I expected. Oh, sorry, I didn't realise.
Alistair.
Richard and I bumped into each other outside the shop.
Yeah, although, really, I ought to be off.
Well, don't let me...
No, it's all right. I've intruded long enough. Thanks for the tea, Shula.
Not at all. And thank you for being such a good friend. The brooch is lovely.
Oh, yeah, the brooch. Well, I'm glad you like it. See you at the next cricket match, Alistair.
Yep, see you there.
There's still some tea in the pot, although it might be a bit stewed.
Oh, I'm fine. Thought I might set up your new sat-nav. You still haven't used it yet?
No.
Here's the box where you left it.
Oh, Alistair, wait. There's something I need to tell you. Why don't you sit down?
But surely if you've explained that to her, surely if she knows how crucial it could be to her case...
Yes, you'd think so.
So why?
Sometimes for women like Helen, it's the most important evidence they find hardest to talk about.
Even so...
Plus, Jess's name didn't come up in any of the statements, and the police haven't pursued it.
Should they have?
Well, you'd think the testimony of the ex-wife might be important... Except for Kirsty's number, Jess's was the only other one that Helen had called on her emergency mobile.
Right.
Anyway, I'm driving down to Hampshire on Friday to speak to her. Is there anything you can tell me so I'm not going in completely cold?
About Jess? No, not much. I only met her a few times. She seemed perfectly nice.
Were there ever hints about why they split up? Any suggestion Rob was abusive?
No. I mean, there was a party where they'd argued, but no, nothing like that.
You're sure?
Yes.
Because it's up to the prosecution to prove that Helen wasn't acting in self-defence. If Jess went through the same thing as Helen, and I can persuade her to take the stand, well, it could blow their case out of the water.
I'm sorry, Anna. Rob's always kept his past very private. I really don't know what else I can tell you.
Shula, wait! You're being ridiculous!
No, Alistair, I've made my decision. I just need to get it over
Shula,
with.
Shula!
No, let go of me!
Oh, come on, think rationally. How does a scuffle with a Hunt Sab bear any comparison with Helen and Rob's marriage? You're imagining all kinds of scenarios without the faintest clue what really happened.
You don't know either.
The man rescued us from a flood, for God's sake.
So?
So who are we to take sides? We should keep out of it.
You think Helen's guilty? Well, don't you?
I don't know. What I am sure of is that it's not worth putting our lives on the line for.
Our lives? I'm the one who could go to jail.
And you don't think that affects me?
Oh, Alistair.
Obviously not. I don't factor in your thinking at all.
Don't be facetious.
You'd rather be sitting in a cell, doing your penance, taking your punishment.
And in those circumstances, it'd be nice to think you might support me.
Oh, you poor thing.
Like Richard does.
Suffering for your wrongs. Why do you have to be such a martyr all the time?
Martyrs are blameless, Alistair. I helped cover up a violent assault.
Shula, I didn't
mean... I think I deserve whatever's coming to me.
Look, Scruff. Look over there. I think it's a holly bloom.
Oh, hello.
Oh, sorry, don't let me disturb you. I'm surprised I never get caught talking to myself.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm taking my companion around some of his favourite haunts.
Oh, gosh. My condolences. I'd not seen the urn.
Thank you. We often used to take a stroll around the churchyard, although I had to give him a strict ticking off if he ever tried to cock his leg up against a gravestone.
I beg your pardon?
He was normally very obedient, though. A true four-legged friend.
Oh, you're talking about a dog?
Yes, of course.
Linda, you're not scattering Scruff's ashes here, are you?
Oh, no, no, don't worry. I realise not everyone bestows our fellow creatures with equal esteem. Besides, I've decided Scruff will be much happier on our mantelpiece.
Excuse me, will you?
Oh, Anna, actually it's you I've come to see.
Me? Oh, right.
Don't mind me.
Perhaps we could...
Yes, yes, absolutely, Shula. Come into the house.
I still can't explain why I did it. Panic, I suppose. I was worried about the reputation of the Hunt.
Yes.
And to be honest, I was in shock that Rob was so fired up.
So did he threaten you personally?
Oh, no, no, it wasn't like that.
He did frighten you, though?
Yes. He seemed so utterly convinced that he was the victim. When Harrison came to me for a statement, I didn't know what else to do except agree with him. How much trouble am I in?
Well...
Obviously, I realise I've broken the law. I just need to know what I'm facing.
The courts don't treat that sort of offence lightly. If it ever went to trial, I'd expect you'd be facing a prison sentence.
Right. OK, then. Well, that's what I thought.
Can I ask you a few more questions?
Yeah, go ahead.
Since you witnessed the assault... Have you noticed anything else about Rob's behaviour, particularly around Helen? Have you ever observed him being aggressive or domineering towards her?
Oh, no. Rob's always seemed like a perfect husband. But then I found him very charming at first, too. And then he just snapped. That's why I knew I had to say something. I can't bear the thought he might have done the same thing to Helen. So, do I need to make another statement to the police?
No.
I don't care what happens to me if it could help Helen.
There's no point. Your evidence is inadmissible.
Inadmissible?
The judge wouldn't allow it. The incident was between two men during aggravated circumstances. It wasn't domestic.
But...
And in any case, you're not a reliable witness. You're only changing your evidence now, apparently to help a defendant you're related to.
And risking going to prison.
Well, either way, you're a liar. That's how the prosecution will frame it.
A liar?
Look, I appreciate how brave you've been coming to see me.
But that's exactly why I'm being honest now. Because what happens to Helen is more important.
Yes, I know.
How can it not be relevant? I was scared he was going to kill him.
And I'm as frustrated as you are. But it's just not the way the law works. Maybe if Rob had been charged, maybe I might have been able to argue it.
So you're saying it's because I lied to the police that I'm no use to you now?
I'm sorry, Shula, but yes, I'm afraid so.
Hurry up, Henry. Get in the car. Grandma's expecting us to be there in a couple of hours.
Emma!
Hello, sweetheart. Where are you going? Are you off somewhere? Morning, Rob.
Hi.
Isn't the interview with the social worker tomorrow? Thought I was minding Henry this morning.
It is. I'm sorry. I should have run.
We're going to see Grandma Ursula.
Are you now?
Yeah, it was a last-minute idea.
Look, Daddy brought me a tablet.
Oh, wow. Very fancy.
All right, Henry.
It's got loads of apps. And I can do colouring on it.
No, we haven't time to show Emma. Come on, jump up so I can strap you in.
So you don't need me today either, then?
No. Like I say, I hadn't planned it. But I thought it would be nice for the two of us to go on a little outing. And you haven't been down to Hampshire before, have you? Hmm? Yeah, I've wanted him to see the family farm for a while.
Right, I see.
I'll still pay you, if that's the issue.
Oh, no.
No, it's fine. You didn't know. You were expecting to get paid.
Really?
No, you've probably already spent the money. Here.
Rob, honestly...
No, go on, take it.
Only if you're sure.
Mm-hmm. Right then. Henry, comfortable?
Yes.
Good. So, I don't imagine I'll see you till Henry's back from his holiday now, Emma?
No, I suppose not.
See you, Henry.
Hope you have a lovely day.
Rex, what are you doing, mate? I can manage.
I might as well.
No, come on.
It'll take half as long.
Put the bag down. You've got other stuff to do.
Toby, this is heavy.
I'll unload the feed.
You're just wasting both our time now.
But...
Out of my way.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm only trying to do my fair share. I've been meaning to say, I'm happy to lock in the Goslings tomorrow before I go.
I'd already assumed you were.
All right. Well... Best to be clear.
And where is it you're off to, anyway? I know you said it's your old rugby club's summer ball.
Yeah, that's on Saturday, but I'm kipping over at Dapper Dogs. You won't mind if I roll up late.
Right, I see.
You still okay with me going? The lads wanted to make a weekend of it. Monty's already paid for my ticket.
Well, it's hardly great timing.
No, I know.
But at least you give me a few days' warning. That's an improvement.
See, I am trying. And I promise I'm not going to go crazy. No drinking games for me, no flip, sip or strip.
Hello, Dad.
Apart from anything else, the hangover's not worth it.
What?
As soon as I'm home on Sunday, I'll be fit and sober.
When?
And ready to get back down to work.
Toby, shut up. Are you still in hospital now?
What about after your interview? We could go for burger and chips, or we could have pizza.
Pizza.
Is that what you'd like? Okay, but Henry, you'll have to be a good boy tomorrow and give the social worker the right answers.
I promise.
It's a deal.
Pizza and ice cream.
I bet you never get to go to those sort of restaurants with Granny and Grandad, do you? They have very strict ideas about food.
Are we here?
No, not yet, but we're not far, though. Grandpa's farm is just up the road.
So why are we stopping?
To see an old friend. That's their house there with the red gate. It's a surprise, though, so we might have to wait. Hopefully we won't be here too long.
What does he mean, no point worrying us? Is he on something?
Oh, come on, Toby. You know what Dad's like. He says it was only minor.
How can a heart attack ever be minor?
Well, yeah. But if the doctors are happy to discharge him, apparently the artery was only partly blocked. They put him on blood thinners and...
And he's only telling us this 2 days later.
Oh, look, just be grateful it happened at work. If he'd been home by himself, he probably would have convinced himself it was indigestion. Or...
Yeah. One Gelfrazy too many.
Exactly.
So how did he sound?
Weary. And a bit shaken, I suppose. Well, not that he'd ever admit that,
no,
but...
No, of course not.
According to him, the consultant was very impressed with his blood pressure. Only slightly higher than it ought to be. Nothing to make a song and dance about.
Oh, yeah. Please.
I told him he can't go back to work for at least 10 weeks. No more cigars, no more rich food. A lot of gentle walks.
I could just see that happening.
Well, he won't do it on his own.
What's the plan, then? Is Mum going to have to move back in? Has he even told her?
I don't expect so. I mean, she's somewhere off the coast of Antigua.
But where?
Well, on that cruise with her gentleman friend.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry, I'd forgotten.
And anyway, it's not up to her to deal with his crises anymore.
Yeah, so what are you suggesting we do then?
Well, what else can we do? We're his sons. We'll have to look after him ourselves.
Daddy, I'm bored.
You've got your screen. Play another game or watch a cartoon.
But I'm really hot.
Then wind down the window.
But...
Henry, stop whining. We won't be much longer. Henry, don't kick the back of the seat, please. Are you listening to me? Henry, stop it.
No.
I'll take that tablet away.
I want to get out. You said we were going to see Grandma.
That's enough. Oh, Henry, look. That's my friend coming out of her house now. Can you see her? I said we wouldn't be long. Let's go and say hello.
Oh, no. Heaven forbid, Toby. You should ever put yourself out.
Rex, come on.
It's not like Dad almost died. I mean, why should you look after him?
That's not what I'm saying. My point is maybe we're not the best people to do it.
Oh.
Look, imagine trying to get him up in the morning, telling him what he can and can't eat.
Look,
he'd never listen. We'd be bickering all the time.
It's still what has to happen.
Yes, but he might take it better from someone outside the family. It's hardly like he can't afford to pay for a carer.
That is not the issue.
And if she happened to be young and attractive with a kind smile and a smart little uniform...
Are you joking now?
He might actually enjoy being bossed about.
Toby, it's his heart that needs nursing, not anything else. Besides which, it's up to us to take care of Dad, not some stranger.
What about the business, then? Yeah, it's all very well saying we'll each spend half of the week with Dad while the other one stays up here. It still leaves us a man short.
No change there, then.
Hey.
Well, it's true, isn't it? How many times have I had to keep things going while you're sleeping it off somewhere? Or shacked up with some girl? Or herring it down to Brighton?
Now, hang on.
No, well, this is actually serious.
The business wasn't in trouble then. All our energies are needed here. We've enough to do rebuilding our customer base.
And whose fault's that?
I know, but... At least I'm trying now.
No, you're just trying to shirk responsibility.
That's so not true.
What? What? All of a sudden you've discovered a work ethic?
Well, you can't even be sure Dad wants us to go down to him. He didn't want us at the hospital.
No, but
And he said not to make a song and dance.
It doesn't mean you have to take him at face value. Good God, Toby! How selfish can you be? I'm sorry if Dad's being ill inconvenienced you.
When did I say that?
I do realise you've got more important things to do, like rugby dinners and... trawling Tinder.
Rex, get off your high horse. You're the one who wanted me to put the business first.
I also expected you to behave like a decent person.
Well, you can't have it both ways. I'm staying here until we're back on our feet.
What would you like to do? We could say hello to the ducks. Would that be nice? Ethan, don't pull your sun hat off. There's a good boy.
Jess. Well, I never thought it was you.
Rob.
How are you? Henry, this is the friend I was telling you about. Say hello.
Hello.
We go back such a long way. Don't we, Jess?
Yes. Hello, Henry.
And this must be your little lad. Wow. How old is he now? 19 months?
That's right.
Look at those blue eyes. Does he get them from his father?
Rob, what are you doing here?
What am I doing here? Well, visiting Mum and Dad, of course. Thought Henry might like to see where I used to play when I was his age. Do you want to go on the slide, Henry?
Can I?
Well, a bit silly not to now we've come all this way. You're looking well.
Thanks. You too. I heard what happened.
Oh.
I'd never guess.
Well, I'm sure the story's made it sound far worse than it was. As you can see, I'm back to fighting strength.
Yes.
And at least now I get to have Henry all to myself.
I know, darling, you're okay.
Listen, don't let me keep you. I'm sure you and Ethan need to get off to feed those ducks.
Well...
And I'd best keep an eye on Henry. Glad you seem so much happier, though, Jess. The little bird told me you were pleased to wipe a slate clean. Let's hope it stays that way.
Rex, where did you come from?
Sorry, Mrs. Archer. I was trying not to startle you.
I couldn't see you behind the washing.
Is Ruth or David about?
David's out hauling bales with Josh, and I think Ruth's already left to take Ben to the dentist.
Right.
Why?
It's nothing, really. Just tell them they should contact Toby for anything to do with Hollow Tree, at least for the time being. I won't be around for a while.
Won't you?
No. There's been a bit of a family crisis.
Really? What sort of crisis?
Oh, I've got it.
Oh, dear me, this breeze. It is getting up. If I'd realised, I wouldn't have started putting the sheets out.
Hand me a peg.
Thank you, Rex. So this crisis, not too serious, I hope?
Could have been a lot worse. It's my father. He's had a heart attack.
Robin has?
Oh, don't worry, he's fine. They rushed him into hospital. But he needs someone to be with him while he convalesces.
Yes, of course.
Anything else?
There's a duvet cover, if you don't mind.
No problem. But yeah, it's pretty disastrous timing. I can't afford to be away from the farm at the moment. But what can you do? Family comes first. Even when not everyone in your family feels the same way.
Who do you mean?
That doesn't matter.
Are you talking about Toby?
He's refusing to help look after Dad. So now I'm going to have to go down there and leave him to run everything by himself. The man who can't remember to shut the hens in at night, who thinks 10 a.m. is an early start. Would rather put all his energy into chasing Skirt than into protecting our livelihood.
Goodness, Rex.
I'm sorry.
No, if that's how you feel.
I honestly thought I'd seen the depths my brother could stoop to. He's feckless, he's arrogant, totally narcissistic, but he's still my brother. For some reason, I thought that would matter.
Yes, well, obviously.
But when he can't even put his own father before himself, well, it's made me realise just how self-serving he is. God help any woman who wants a relationship with him.
Why do you say that?
He's clearly not capable. Look at the trail of broken hearts he's left behind him.
Rex, I'd no idea. I knew the two of you banged heads sometimes, but I didn't realise you had quite such a low opinion of him.
Maybe I've not wanted to admit it till now. I haven't wanted to accept what's staring me in the face.
Still, if anyone knows Toby, it would be you.
He's a leech. An idle, conceited, unscrupulous leech. And I can't see the point pretending otherwise.
Anna, don't be silly. How long does it take to eat a bowl of muesli?
Mum, I've told you, a coffee will have to do.
Well, it won't make any difference if you get to the office a little bit later.
I'm not going to Chambers.
You're not?
No, I'm visiting a potential witness, and I should have left the house 15 minutes ago.
So when will you be back?
I'm not sure. Don't worry about dinner, though. I can always grab a Chinese.
Anna.
Right, then.
Are you sure you want to move back this weekend?
Oh, Mum.
Oh, now my cast is off. It's my turn to look after you. I can cook you proper meals. Make sure you're getting some nourishment at least.
Put some of your herbs in a bag. I'll take them with me.
You're pushing yourself too hard.
Cases like this, Mum. There's no silver bullet. It's all about who the jury believes. And if I miss even the smallest detail...
All right, but at
look,
least...
I know you're trying to help.
You won't do your job any better if you're living by yourself.
But at the moment, you're just getting in my way.
Anna!
I'm going to interview Rob's ex-wife, OK? It took a lot to persuade her, and now she's expecting me. I need to be on time.
Pip, you shouldn't laugh. It only annoys him.
Well, then Josh shouldn't be such a drama queen. It's not my fault Rex has had to go away.
No, I know.
And as for how he's now running the entire egg enterprise single-handedly... I mean, get over yourself. Toby's still around. He won't let things fall apart.
Well, if you say so. But remember, Josh gets his A-level results next week. I know, he's pretending he doesn't care.
According to him, my degree is completely worthless.
But underneath, I think he's pretty nervous. I was talking to Adam about it. They can't even mention A-levels in front of Phoebe without her biting their heads off.
Okay, okay.
And she's bound to do brilliantly, whether she gets into Oxford or not.
You're fine, Gran, I'll be nice. But I still think he's cheeky making you do the beekeeping for him, though.
I don't mind.
He isn't that busy.
So, where are you off to?
Well, there's a couple of paddocks I want to take a closer look at. They might need some new grass stitching in come September.
Right. Oh, and Pip, are you still going away for the weekend?
Yeah, I am.
So what about this evening? Will you want something to eat before you go?
Oh, I'm not sure. We haven't decided yet.
We?
I mean, I.
Who is this friend you're visiting? I don't remember you ever mentioning her.
Oh, I must have done. We went to all the same lectures together. Oh. Look who's here.
Hello, Pip.
Morning, Carol.
Right, Arlo, I'll catch you later.
Oh, sorry, Jill. Have I caught you at a bad time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're busy. I should have rung.
No, honestly, Carol. I'm only going to check if the honey's capped.
Oh, I see.
Take a smoker.
Oh.
You can join me if you like.
Easy. You're trying to break that fork.
Oh, Pip.
What's up? I heard about what happened with your dad. He's all right, though, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm sure he's fine, now that Florence Nightingale's fluttered down to take care of him.
I know. Rex came over yesterday and left us a message.
Oh, did he now? All I got was a text.
A text?
Two rotten sentences. He's dumped me right in it. How am I supposed to keep the business afloat with only Josh as my sidekick?
So you didn't agree it together, then?
No, he just upped and left. The desire to prove how much better a son he is was too strong. I can't believe he's been this irresponsible. What are you smirking about?
It's just quite funny. You accusing someone else of being irresponsible.
Yeah, well, I'm not finding it very amusing.
Toby, maybe you should put the fork down.
He knows all the problems we've got. He keeps telling me how I've caused most of them.
Well, so now's your opportunity to prove what you can do without him. And Josh. But he's having a nervous breakdown.
You what?
Flouncing around, going on about how he's the only one with a real business brain, but at least he thought Rex was dependable.
Are you serious?
Absolutely.
Well, he clearly doesn't appreciate my charm and dynamism.
Clearly not. Speaking of which, where does this leave our weekend? You could have let me know what was happening.
I know. I've been meaning to call.
So... No London penthouse, then? No sipping champagne overlooking the Thames.
I really am sorry. I've been trying to come up with a solution, but even if I could persuade Josh to take care of the hens, I've still got the goslings to think about. And I promise you, Pip, there'll be other times. Doug's back from Dubai next week, but he's always off somewhere.
Toby.
I'll make it up to you.
Toby, it's fine. It doesn't matter.
Really?
Well, it would have been fun, but there are more important things. It's nice to see you caring so much about the birds.
Well, you know, this weekend doesn't have to be a complete bust. After all, without Rex around, there's no one keeping an eye on me.
That's very true.
We could get up to anything. But this straw is pretty soft.
Is it now?
Mm. Want me to show you?
Oh, hello, Jess. I wasn't sure if you'd forgotten. Anna Tregoran.
Yes.
May I come in?
No, I'm sorry. I can't talk to you now.
This is the time we arranged.
I was wrong. I've nothing to tell you. Please, just leave me alone.
No, wait. Maybe you don't realise how important this is.
I understand.
Then just talk to me. That's all you need to do. If only for 5 minutes.
I have to go.
So why did you let me come all this way if you weren't willing to speak to me?
I don't know. Okay, Ethan.
No, please, Jess. Helen needs you. Help me help her. You're the only other person who knows what she's been through.
Oh, now isn't that a thing of beauty? How much honey will you get from that frame?
3 or 4 pounds.
You must let me taste some.
You can have a jar. So Anna's moving back this weekend?
Yes. Though I wish she wouldn't. She's putting her heart and soul into this case, which is terrific for Helen.
Absolutely.
Well, I can't help worrying, though. The way she's behaving, so much of it is down to her separating from Max. You know me, Jill. I've never been one to pry into my children's relationships.
No.
But when you see them trying so hard to hide from their own feelings, you just want to grab them and show them where they're going wrong. Well, you've been there.
Yes, indeed. Oh, Pip.
Hiya, Gran.
How are the paddocks?
Huh?
You were worried about the grass.
Oh, I've not been to look yet. I've been over at Hollitree.
Oh.
You're looking well. Rosy-cheeked.
And you've got straw in your hair.
Have I? Oh, Gran, I'm not going away this weekend now. My friends had to cancel, so I'll definitely be over to eat if that's okay.
Carol, you wouldn't mind taking the frames back to the house, would you? Before they start to attract insects.
Oh, yes, of course. Where shall I put them?
There's a tub in the kitchen. Just leave them in there.
Righty-ho.
Do you need a hand, Carol? I mean, with your wrist?
No. I'm back to full strength now, thanks.
Actually, Pip, can I have a word?
What is it, Gran?
A few weeks ago, I was up in the middle of the night when I saw Toby leaving your cottage.
Oh.
No, it's not my place to interfere. But I can't just stand by and pretend I've not noticed.
Gran...
And I'm worried about you, Pip. You seemed genuinely heartbroken when you split up from Matthew.
I was.
And now, all of a sudden, you're messing around with this Fairbrother boy.
Fairbrother boy?
I know I shouldn't hold that against him. But when all's said and done, he's a chip off the old block. Even his own brother says he's a reckless young man.
Gran, I explained about that.
I just don't want to see you get hurt. I'm not naive, Pip. I can see Toby has charms you might find appealing.
Gran, can we please just not talk about this?
But honestly, darling, you deserve so much better.
Which is why I've been trying to keep it private. I know nothing's going to come of it. It's just a summer fling.
Really? Because you're spending an awful lot of time down at Hollowtree. And until Rex left, you were going away this weekend.
To see a friend.
Oh, all right, darling, all right.
Look, all I want at the moment is to be a little bit carefree. You know, and Toby's a laugh, but it's not like I want to be with him.
And do you mean that, honestly?
Yes, Gran, yeah, honestly. Don't worry, it'll soon fizzle out.
And what did you say to that?
I can't remember my exact words.
But you told her that Rob had hit you.
We were sharing a lot of things. I wasn't expecting to be questioned about it.
Yeah, and I realise how hard this must be. You're being incredibly helpful, though. So, did you know Helen was planning to leave Rob?
Leave him? No. In fact, she said she wanted to stay. I told her it was a bad idea.
You did?
Yes. But she thought he might change. He's incapable, though. Rob never gives up. He just keeps chipping away, pushing and pushing. And even if you ask him to stop...
It's okay.
It's no use. He always gets what he wants.
What do you mean, gets what?
Hmm?
You said Rob always gets what he wants.
Yes. That's what I told Helen. I begged her to get away from him before he crushed her completely.
Jess, you and I know what Rob is. If a jury were to hear what you've just told me, they'd have to believe Helen could have been acting in self-defence. But it would have to come from you.
What do you mean?
I need you to testify in court.
No. No.
Now, I know that must seem like a frightening prospect.
I don't want to see him. I don't want to be near him.
But I promise, I've helped other courageous women to face their abusers before.
You told me you just wanted to talk.
This is your opportunity to tell the whole world what he's done to you.
I don't want to tell the whole world. Until you called, I thought I was rid of him.
But think of the difference you could make. If Helen's convicted, she'll have her baby taken away from her. Her first child, Henry, is already living with Rob.
Yes, yes, I know.
Henry's being interviewed today. They're gathering evidence to decide whether Rob gets to keep him.
That's still not my responsibility.
You're a social worker, aren't you?
Yes, but...
So you've seen families in situations like this before. What advice would you give them?
It doesn't matter what advice I'd give. I know the law won't protect me.
Oh, Jess, that's not true. If you'd just trust me...
Is this because I said Helen should leave? Are you trying to make out it was my fault?
No. I know you're trying to help. And now I'm asking you to help again. Well, you must want to, otherwise you wouldn't have let me in.
What I want is irrelevant.
Why? Because that's what Rob made you believe. Please, Jess. This is Helen's whole life we're talking about. Don't let him take it away from her.
I'm sorry. I have my own life to think about. I have Ethan. He has to come first.
Look, you don't have to give me an answer now.
You have my answer.
Oh, but...
And it's no. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like you to leave.
Thank you.
This is the BBC.
You can follow the Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.